He himself, whoever's the Vali Faqih, he himself, the person, isn't a manifestation of divine wilaya. It's the system which tries to be a manifestation. Now, it won't succeed 100%, of course. That depends on how it's organized. Yes, well, this is true. It has to, he's not a ma'soom, but for the progress of Islam, and once you've acknowledged that the Wali Faqih, his main function is the socio-political aspects and dimensions of Islam, and the preservation of the image of Islam, something which the Maraji is outside the jurisdiction of the Maraji. This is to do with the Wali Faqih, who has been justified by a nation, a people, via 86 mujtahids. Yes, you have to abide by the Wali Faqih. If there is one person or source which can take the Wali Faqih and put him aside, it's the Khubrigan, the 86 who are elected now in Iran. They monitor all the affairs, all the financial and other affairs which enter the office of the rahbar and which exit. If they see any injustice, they do have the right. Their obedience has no meaning. I hope I managed to clarify a bit.
Next question. Does anyone else have any questions?
Who do we recognize as the within the Shia community as the Wali al-Faqih today?
That's a good question. I didn't want to.
Very good.
There may be many legitimate people today who can act as the Wali Faqih. However, then we have the legitimacy is there. There may be more than one person who can legitimately be the Wali Faqih and have that person, many people having the qualifications. But the point is, who is now justified to be the Wali Faqih? At the moment, the strongest justification for a Wali Faqih is that which Ayatollah Khomeini has.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Maybe one day in America, which has 300 million people, they may choose a Khubrigan, and the Khubrigan believe Ayatollah X is the Wali Faqih. That would be a stronger justification. But today, so far, the strongest justification of the many legitimate, potentially legitimate people is that of Ayatollah Khomeini. So for the sake of Islam, it would be advisable to follow that line. I hope that answers the question a bit, yes. Well, I was talking to the converted, or yes.
I didn't explain really about the mother of Imam Zaman. It's going to make difference, of course it's going to make difference. Because one of the important things, whatever in Islam is doesn't matter, is based on your action. Allah never punish a person because he born in what family, whatever. But he just, all of the punishment and reward will be based on the action of a person, the good deeds and the sins. But anyway, it's important to which family you're born. For example, if a person born a family with an environment of, for example, Islamic environment or a non-Muslim, that will be a different, you can train a different person in a different family. We say, is maybe one of the philosophy behind that, why the mother of Imam Zaman choose from another country is Rome, is now Europe and is the west of the world. In that time, we can't say why they didn't choose from America or USA, because in that time, the United States wasn't discovered yet. The point for West countries were the Rome, that was the big kingdom over there. And that's the reason we say Allah, that one of the philosophy behind that, Allah chose the mother of Imam al-Zaman from the west of the world. And how he chose, if you, I don't know, it's not enough time to say the whole story, it's some kind of miracle how Imam Hadi, our 10th Imam, gave the duty to one of his companion. His name was Bashir ibn Sulaiman. He goes to the Iraq from Medina all the way over there with a specific money to buy a specific lady, a slave lady, and bring her to the house of Imam Hassan Askari. And Imam Hadi gave a lot of sign. For example, said, you see this lady, she doesn't let no one to touch her. When you give, you will give this letter to this lady, she will read it and she will kiss the letter and she will come with you and she led to you by her. And the same story happened. Bashir ibn Sulaiman come to the Iraq. He goes to this specific place for selling slaves, and the slaves were a fight between a group of army of Rome and Islamic kingdom at that time. And the lady, she doesn't let no one to touch her, and that's the same story. He gave the letter to the lady and she read it, and after in the between the way she was coming to the Medina, Bashir ibn Sulaiman asked from the lady, who are you? How you accept to come with me, and how you recognize the writer of the letter? And that's the whole story behind that. Inshallah, I try in next week. I promise, inshallah, because it's a good and happy occasion, inshallah. Next week, I will promise to try to talk about the whole story behind the marriage of Imam Askari with Narges Khatun, and with how Prophet proposed her from Prophet Jesus. And that's the whole story. Based on the reliable source, history book, I will say that inshallah next week. Because that's really long. That's the whole member. I hope you got your answer. I hope you got an answer, inshallah.
Very good question. The point is, what is the philosophy behind the absence of the Imam Zaman? We have some sign that shows the appearance of Imam Zaman, the reappearance of Imam Zaman will be close. But some of them is not really, you can't compatible with the situation we have. What about the conclusion? I think our dear sister again, every generation we have a new generation that's really the less true believer. I don't think so. Because it doesn't matter the time. For example, the time of Prophet, it was a real good time. All of the people, they saw Prophet, they listened to the Prophet, and they have all of the situation to believe and to have faith in Prophet. But what happened after the death of Prophet? How many companions? We have more than thousands. Lots of companions were, but the point is they were Muslim. Why are we looking for a real believer? It doesn't matter if some people, they call themselves Muslim, but when they are not acting like a Muslim, It doesn't matter. In a time we call maybe have a lot of Muslims.